the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Why did Jesus come into the world? Well, if you were paying attention during the second reading, you know the answer. St. Paul said, "This saying is trustworthy and deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." This is something which we should all be very grateful for, because we are all sinners. Without the gift of God in Christ, we would be lost. And we need to remind ourselves constantly that we do absolutely nothing to deserve this gift, which makes it all the more wonderful. Because in spite of our own lack of deserving, God still gave us His only begotten Son. And in spite of our lack of merit, Jesus died and rose from the dead for us. St. Paul was acutely aware of this. He characterized himself as a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an arrogant man. And he was right. He persecuted the church. In fact, as you will remember, he was the cloak check boy at the martyrdom of St. Stephen. And yet God showed him great mercy. St. Paul repented, and he became a great saint. We also need to be grateful that God is not like us. Jesus said in his parables today, "What man among you?" He said this a couple of times, and the answer is no one would do that. But God does. If God were like us, He might be like some of us who say, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Got to be careful, you can get sinner foodies that way. Or He might be like others who say, "Oh, what they're doing is okay. Who are you to judge?" God is either way. God recognizes our sinfulness. And in spite of it, He offers us a way out of it. He offers us the chance continually to turn from sin and to turn to Him as many times as is necessary until the time runs out and we die. And we are all in need of this repentance. We are not the 99, we are the one. We are the sheep who got lost and God went looking for them. We are the lost coin that once found the angels in heaven rejoice over. God is different, and we need to learn to be more like Him if we really wish to be His adopted sons and daughters. Think about the parable of the prodigal son and realize that oftentimes we are like, very much like the prodigal son. What did the prodigal son do? He said to his dad, "Give me my stuff that I would have if you were dead. I wish you were dead, give me my stuff." With all the things his father had worked hard for, all the good things, he gives them to his son, and his son wastes them. What do? We say to God, "Give me. Give me this, give me that," in spite of all of the good things that God has given us. And then what do? We go off and we blow it on stuff that is destructive to us and displeasing to God. And we do this until we find ourselves feeding the pigs, looking down at the pig chow and saying, "That looks tasty." We only return to God when we realize what a mess we have made of our lives. And yet God still lets us return, even though our contrition is not perfect. We return not because we love God, but because we've made a mess of our lives. And yet God lets us return so that we may learn to love Him, so that we desire to please Him not because we're afraid of going to hell, but because we don't want to displease the one that we love the most. You know, sometimes we're like the younger brother. We're quick to see the sins of others, and very good at ignoring our own. And we must learn to see repentance, both our own and that of others, with God's eyes. Why is repentance such a wonderful thing? Because someone who is dead is now alive. Someone who is lost is now found. And that someone is our brother or sister. Yes, Jesus came to save sinners. And one of the wonderful things about being a follower of the Lord Jesus is we get to share in this work. We get to take that good news out into the world and let people know that they don't need to continue to live in sin, that they can turn and become a new creation in Christ. But we have to be very careful and make it clear that we understand that Jesus never excused or enabled sin. Jesus didn't go among the tax collectors and the prostitutes to say, "It's okay, extort some more money. It's okay, do some more prostitution." He never said that. In fact, I'll make a bet with you. If I lose, you get $100. Now, if you know anything at all about me, you know I'm cheap. And I would never make a bet like that unless it was a sure thing. Jesus never said, "Go forth and sin some more." Because of this, we need to make clear, we need to be careful that we don't say that by our words and deeds. You know, mercy is not acceptance of sin. Mercy is not tolerance of sin. Mercy is not the indulgence of sin. Rather, what it is the willingness to reach down and to pull from the muck of sin our brothers and sisters, because we ourselves have been there. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.